This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say that they continue to press Israel to try to avoid civilian casualties as the fighting in Gaza resumed.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Israel is responding to U.S. cautions that it work harder to prevent the deaths of Palestinian civilians.
They have actually given civilians in Gaza a list, a map. It's online, where a list of areas where they can go to be more safe.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press, but after sending civilians to southern Gaza, military action is taking place there. He says Hamas breached the truce last week by not providing a list of women and children hostages eligible for release. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine appears headed into a third year. Ukraine's government continues pressing allies for financial material or financial aid material, but the United States Congress has yet to approve and appropriate a long-term measure to fund the federal government.
Failure to pass a long-term spending plan may have serious implications for continued wartime support for both Ukraine and Israel, a fact not lost on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In a recent interview, Zelensky said Ukraine must not allow the world to forget that, like Israel, his country is fighting for its survival and doing so before a winter phase of combat sets in. At the ongoing UN Climate Conference, or COP28, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the clear message from NATO allies was continued support for Ukraine. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The Associated Press has learned that a former American diplomat who served as a U.S. ambassador to Bolivia has been arrested on a long-running FBI counterintelligence investigation and is accused of secretly serving as an agent of the Cuban government.